For decades, Pennsylvania's 2nd Congressional District has been a slam dunk for Democratic candidates. But Chaka Fattah, the man voters sent to Washington for more than 20 years, now faces jail time after being convicted on several federal corruption charges. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, Republican candidate James Jones sees an opportunity there to overcome the odds.
On a sunny Tuesday morning, Republican James Jones is strolling through the Ringgold Square section of North Philly with longtime resident Sarah West Ballard. She wants to show Jones some problem spots in the neighborhood, including its namesake, a raised platform with seating nestled among row homes. West Ballard says the square is part of the reason she feels unsafe, especially at night.
I see people out here, but, you know, I can't really tell exactly what they're doing because 9 times out of 10, I don't be out here. I'm in my house.
Tackling crime and quality of life issues sits at the center of Jones' campaign.
I get disturbed when I see what is happening to our communities. That's why it's so easy to have violence. That's why it's so easy to have drug addictions, drug sales, drive-by shootings.
To make communities in the second safer, Jones wants to pay roughly 5,000 residents to patrol their streets, similar to the way campus security does around Penn and Drexel. They would be on foot and get paid $12 to $15 an hour.
We realize the police department is a thin blue line. They're not strong enough to cover all the areas. And we believe that we can get a budget to support this, whether it comes from Department of Corrections, Department of Labor, Department of Education. We can find that budget.
Jobs, Education, and Veterans Affairs round out Jones' platform.
Veterans are the most neglected individuals in the United States, it seems to me. We take care of foreign nationals and immigrants coming into our community faster than we take care of veterans.
It's an issue close to Jones' heart. He fought in Vietnam in the first Gulf War before retiring from the Navy and launching a public relations consulting business. Jones says his military background gives him the mental toughness needed to win.
I don't mind a good scrap. I know what it's going to take to win back the hearts and souls and the confidence within this city. We're going to get it done.
To remind himself, Jones carries a small, smooth stone on the campaign trail, similar to the one the Bible describes David using to take down Goliath, a giant Philistine warrior. Jones says the city's Democratic Party is Goliath. He's David, trying to make the district as vibrant as it was in the 1950s.
I may be little. We may be smaller in numbers, but I've got a strong reach. There are a lot of people who are tired of looking at 65 years of misery.
But to win, Jones will have to pull off the unimaginable, get Democrats to vote for him, a whole lot of them. 90% of registered voters in the district are Democrats. Jones will also need to overcome some tough racial math and history. More than 60% of the 2nd Congressional District is African American. But Jones, who is also African American, supports Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, who is wildly unpopular with black voters, especially in Pennsylvania. An NBC Wall Street Journal Marist poll released in July showed Trump getting 0% of the black vote here. Chris Bork directs the Muhlenberg College Institute of Public Opinion.
Top of the ticket matters. It always does. And your presidential candidate, if they have problems within your district, it's a heavy burden to take into a race. And in a race like the second, it's not like you need extra challenges if you're a Republican.
This is also an area where voters have repeatedly elected African-American Democrats, including legends such as Lucian Blackwell and Bill Gray. Despite all that, Jones doesn't try to downplay his support for Trump. For starters, he says Trump would be better equipped to handle a foreign policy crisis.
As a businessman, he'd take the call and he would talk with his generals quickly. And he would make a decision based on what his generals would recommend.
Jones also thinks Trump would do more for inner city residents and would be better at creating jobs in the district. Jones faces Democratic Pennsylvania State Rep Dwight Evans in the general election, but also a special election scheduled for the same day to fill out the final months of the current term. A Republican hasn't won the seat since 1946. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.